People will usually say that they feel that they have a soul. We use the word soul all the time, we talk about it. But what is a soul? The most obvious function of a soul is giving us life. A living person has a soul and a dead person doesn't. That means that our souls are responsible for our physical existence. But animals have life too. And at a biological level, the life of a human body is not much different from the life of an animal's body. Does that mean that animals have the same soul as ours? Many will say that our desires and our feelings come from our soul. But animals have desires and feelings too. Animals can love, feel jealousy, feel if you are sincere. Animals can even appreciate classical music. So, is my soul not any different from a soul of a dog or a monkey or a pig? If my soul is responsible for the vitality of my body and its desires are dictated by the physical needs of my body, then where do my selfless desires come from? If I want to help someone, despite of the fact that I will be acting contrary to my own interests, where does this desire come from? It cannot come from my soul. My soul only protects the needs of my body. Where do altruistic feelings come from? My soul only wants what my body wants. So maybe people are not really capable of true altruism. And if at some point I have two different desires, does my soul simultaneously want two different things which are conflicting? No. Our souls do not suffer from a split personality. Yes, we are capable of true altruism, and our inner world is different from that of a pig. The Torah explains that we have two souls. One is responsible for our material existence. It cares for our physical life, and our bodily desires come from this soul. And it does resemble a soul of an animal. And the feelings and the desires that it makes us have do not differ much from the feelings and the desires of an animal. The desire to eat well, to be warm and comfortable, and so on. In Judaism, this soul is called an animalistic soul for that very reason. But we are much more than just an animal. We are not limited to our materialistic lives. We are capable of having selfless desires. Therefore, the Torah says that we also have a godly soul. It is called that way because it is a part of God, literally. It allows us to rise above our physical nature. From this soul comes a potential for true altruism. Many religions promise peace and tranquility to their followers. They claim that their adherents will not have any internal conflicts. The Torah says that internal conflict is a normal phenomenon because we have two souls that pull us in different directions. The book of Tanya gives an example of two kings who are fighting over one territory. This fight happens every day, and it allows us to have freedom of choice. Every second, each of these souls pushes us to do what it wants. And the whole point is to try to follow our godly soul as often as we can.